Well, we're back here at Service in Kiltoy, live on Highland Radio Saturday Sport. Rory Kennedy, former winner on a number of occasions, is here standing beside me here, taking a breather from it all. Rory, it's been a steady day for yourself and Gary. A lot of people talking about the conditions, the crowds, and the general buzz, and you would echo that.
Oh, for sure, Chris. Just down about here in the service park here down in Kiltoy, there's lots of people around, everybody out and enjoying, and they're getting up close to the drivers and the cars and so on. So that's really Donegal Rally at its best, and of course the good sunshine all really lends itself to that as well.
And I think for those who have never visited service, it's like a giant expo. I mean, you've all sorts of things on display. The crews are getting a welcome break. The cars are being attended to. But overall, Rory, there's a real sense of positivity.
Oh, I think you're right there, Chris. Absolutely. The rally's been very competitive at the front. You find Callum Devine and Matt Edwards really fighting it out, slogging it out. And I believe the lead's back now to maybe about 15 seconds again. So, like, it's race on. And Alistair Fisher and Josh Moffat are really, really, really close. 0.1 of a second between them. So it's all to play for at the front. You know, unfortunately for us, personally, we had a problem on yesterday, and we dropped time when the car cut out on the stage. And for us, there's no way of getting that back. So we're back in ninth. But look, we're really enjoying it. Different dimension this year, but really enjoying the stages.
And as always, plenty of competition in the modifieds, and the Darians are flying.
Well, the Darians are really playing. There's one either side of us, and we're doing our very best to try and stay in front. But the likes of Knockella is ideal for the Darians, like the big fast road, and you know, not as many low speed corners. That's where the Darian really excels. So fair play to them. They're giving us all the fun we want.
Great, Rory. There we leave it. Thanks a million. Best of luck later on, and we'll just continue to go round. We're just outside Declan, beside Declan Gallagher, the Ardragh milkman, the famous starlet. We'll just see. He's actually been called over to the car because there's a slight problem on the front right side, so might just delay us getting a word with him. Number 23 is his number this year, as always. Very competitive in that section, and he is certainly making strides. And in front of him, well, there's a cluster of drivers, some great personal duels going on there this afternoon. And Declan consulting with his crew here to see if they can sort things out. We hope to get a word with maybe Sam or Josh Moffat shortly. Declan, we're just live here on Highland Radio. You're back in service, and a little bit of work needed on the car?
I know, just the boys are checking over there, checking to make sure everything's okay, you know, before we go out again. But no, we're going all right now. We're having a big enough battle there with Ryan Loughran at the minute, so like he took time out of us in the first two out of service, and we took a bit back then on the third one there. So look at it, it's we're enjoying it, and it's good to be this far. No wild hassle yet.
Great. Best of luck for the rest of it. So that's the story from Declan there, as I'll just move out here across the way. And I can see just near us one of the Darians. And of course, that's James Stafford's car getting a little bit of care and attention at the moment. Thomas Scallon is the co-driver, who I believe is a great talker as well. We haven't heard from him during the rally at all. Thomas Scallon, we're live here on Highland Radio, and it's your turn to talk. So you've been enjoying your runs around Knockella.
Yes, it's been very enjoyable, very challenging, but yeah, really enjoyable. Yeah. Loads of people out there.
And a great battle between the Darians.
Oh yeah, yeah. Kevin's going really well now today, to be fair to him. Yeah, but it's a great battle. It's good fun. Yeah, we're enjoying it.
Now, everybody's looking a little bit anxiously up at the sky, because there's signs of clouds there. Two more stages to go, and that could yet influence things.
That could make a big difference, yeah. It's tyre choice now, but you're taking a risk on out. Who knows what's going to bring.
So, looking forward to tomorrow. We've still got today to get finished, but a lot of rallying left, and you're really buzzing.
Yeah, no, a lot of rallying left today. You're dead right, and tomorrow's a whole new day, so brings its own challenges tomorrow. But let's get through today first and enjoy tomorrow then.
Great. Thanks a million. Thomas Gallen there, so one of the Darians, and the Darians certainly attracting a lot of the crowds as throughout the afternoon. Hard to beat them. Particularly on those Knockella stages, they have been absolutely flying. We're going to just see if we can get a quick word with Sam or Josh here on Highland Radio. Just
approaching the works here to see if we can get a quick word. And so Josh Moffat coming down. Josh, live here in Highland, back in service. Plenty happening.
Yeah, no, it's been a good afternoon there for us. I suppose we probably lost a wee bit of time there this morning, but we were fit to take a bit back there in the second loop there today, and we're very close to Alistair now, so two more stages today, and yeah, look, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, I think it's 0.1 of a second, so it can't be much closer than that. It's going to be a real battle.
Yeah, obviously a long day again tomorrow, but yeah, look, we'll just push on and see what we can do, you know.
And great to be back, Donegal back, the crowd's back, and certainly the competitors enjoying it.
Yeah, without a doubt, and I think the lineup there that we have this year, the amount of R5 cars there and all, like, it's a really good lineup, and there's plenty of competition out there, so it's great to be here, you know.
Great. Thanks very much, Josh. Josh Moffat there, giving us his perspective on things as we just go back through service. We'll maybe get one or two more people before I hand back to the studio. I know, of course, we've got the news at the top of the hour and we'll have further updates. But we'll be back here at service. We'll have more interviews and, of course, on highlandradio.com and on the social media platforms. There will also be more interviews before they go out on the final two stages. But for the moment, from me, Chris Ashmore, at service in Kiltoy in Letterkenny, it's back to the studio.